Up next on American Restoration.
How's it going, Mark?
Tyler and Bradley are about to become stepbrothers, so to encourage a little bonding, I sent them out to the Railroad Museum to take care of some business.
Fire it up!
Fire it up!
This is called the speeder.
Was it taken off just because of unuse, or was there something wrong with the motor?
I have no idea.
It's really nerve-wracking having to give a quote on something this big without my dad being here. That's pretty much all the weight on my shoulders.
Wow, check that out. Look at that. This says Tonka on it. This is worth some serious money. This thing is friggin' huge.
What'd you quote him?
Look at a man's work day. You see his passion. His work's in progress. The things that drive him crazy. Projects that, you get the point. Anyway, every workbench tells a story, and this is ours, American Restoration.
So how far is it to Ely?
It's a long drive, definitely.
My buddy Mark runs a railway museum about 5 hours away in Ely, Nevada. He called me about some railroad cart that he wants to get restored. He's a great customer, so I'm really psyched. But the shop is too busy for me to spend a full day and go up and get it. So I have to rely on my number two, Tyler, to check it out, give an estimate, and bring it back to Vegas.
You've met this guy, right?
Is that the guy who wears a railroad hat?
Yeah, he kind of looks like you if you had a beard.
My business is about to change in a big way. I'm getting married soon, and Tyler and Brettley aren't just going to be colleagues anymore, they're gonna be stepbrothers. So I thought a nice long road trip would be a great bonding experience for both of them.
We've been on the road for a long time. It must have been like 4 or 5 hours now.
Are we lost?
We can't be lost, it's only one road that gets there. How's it going, Mark?
Good, yourself?
Good.
How's it going, Brettley?
Good,
nice Brettley. To meet you. I like your hat.
I like yours, too.
Excellent.
We'll just have to teach you how to wear it correctly with the brim down.
All right.
Come with me.
All right.
I am the executive director of the Nevada Northern Railway Museum, which is a national historic landmark.
Wow.
Watch your step.
This place is awesome.
Damn.
Oh, yeah. It was built for the repair of all of the equipment. We got the original tools, and we still use them.
Damn.
Nice. Yeah.
But the item that you're here for is all the way across the yard. We'll head there now, and I'll show you some stuff on the way.
It's cool to come here and get a tour with the executive director. I mean, he pretty much knows everything about all this stuff, down to the rivets and stuff. He just knows it all.
In here is where we keep the big boy toys.
Whoa.
Damn. Look at that.
This is a diesel electric. Underneath the hood there is a V12 diesel engine. Actually, that's how we're going to go to the item that I want you guys to take a look at, on the other side of the train yard. We don't have to walk. We got wheels.
We can ride the train.
Yep.
Nice.
Fire it up! Fire it up!
I love coming to the museum, but I'm a little nervous. I mean, I want to see the railroad speeder and get a sense of what Mark's thinking so I can figure out the cost.
This is what I'm talking about, Tyler. This is what I call work. Yeah!
You know, the cool thing is I like opening boxes because you never know what's inside. A lot of the work that we do gets shipped to us. And about once a week, Kelly and I go through the boxes to see what's been shipped in. It's one of my favorite things to do.
Oh, wow.
Oh, look at that.
There you go.
That is so cool.
So is this a restoration?
It is. This customer, they sent me an email. They just want it restored original. So we're going to have to do some research and see what it looks like.
Yeah. This thing is about the baddest thing I've ever seen.
I agree.
You know? This thing is really cool. I can't wait to see what's in the next box. Wow. Check that out. That is cool. Look at that. These look pretty old. And, this says Tonka on it. This is worth some serious money.
Oh, it sure
does. That's a Tonka. You know, sometimes, you know, if I go and I restore something, we'll end up decreasing the value. So what we'll do is we need to get Johnny down here, take a look at these, and let me know what these are and what they're worth and everything. All right?
Okay.
So, good stuff.
This is called the speeder.
Wow.
Oh. Ah.
Brettley and I are still out at the Railroad Museum, and until now, I haven't seen the speeder in person. This thing is ridiculous.
So what was the purpose of this car?
Well, we have 150 miles worth of track that needs constant maintenance.
Right.
And so they'd load all their tools up, and they go out and spend the day fixing track. Yeah.
So this was pretty much transporting them?
It was transporting them.
Like the bus. This was their bus.
Yes, that's a good way of putting it. It was their bus.
This is awesome.
If you guys do the restoration, then the benefit to us is we'll have a beautiful piece of equipment that we can run on the rails and give rides. We have a little trailer that we tow behind it.
Cool.
And of course, people will be able to sit up here too.
That's awesome.
Oh yeah, it'll be very cool.
Look at that engine.
Yeah.
That's a flathead Ford, isn't it?
I think so. Before the internal combustion engine, they did the
handcars.
Handcart.
Oh yeah. See, that's what I thought this was gonna be. Now, was it taken off just because of unuse, or was there something wrong with the motor? I mean,
good question.
You don't know?
I have no idea.
I mean, I'm just trying to see what we're in for.
It hasn't run for 25 years. It has 25 years worth of dust on it. So it's going to be quite the challenge for Rick and the boys. So, Tyler, where are you going to start?
So my dad ran through some details of this thing before we left. He said it should be in the range of 8 to 12 grand. But now that I see it, I don't think he knew that it had an engine or was this big. So I'm definitely going to stay on the high end. Well, we're going to have to take everything apart, and that includes taking the cab off, and then all these pieces of wood we're going to have to keep because we have to match them. We have to match every pattern. We've got to make sure the hinges go in the right place. But the engine is where the price is really going to vary. I mean, if we have a piston that's seized to the engine wall, that's a whole different story.
Sure.
As far as I can see, we're looking around the $12,000 range.
Okay.
Sound like a deal?
Sounds like a deal.
Awesome.
Right on. Thank you very much.
I'm excited.
Brentley, cool. Take it away. It's all yours. Once we have this thing working, we will be using it. So people coming here can actually experience riding on the rails. So I'm hoping Rick and his crew can do a bang-up job. He'll be bringing back another little piece of history of the railroad.
Back to Vegas.
Earlier, I got a call from a customer that said he had a unique piece of NYPD memorabilia, and I can't wait to see what it is.
Hi.
Hey, Rick. How are you?
Good. How are you?
Bobby.
Bobby.
How
are you? Good to meet you, Bobby. I'm
Rick. Pleasure. I came to Rick's today to have my police box restored.
A little bit on the heavy side.
Wow. That's cool.
Police boxes are disappearing, so I just thought it'd be pretty cool to keep one.
These are cool.
Yeah, absolutely.
Yeah?
You know, very few of them left.
Where'd you get it?
I was up in on vacation in Cape Cod.
Okay.
In and out of stores, and it's really, I guess, really a thrifty store.
Yeah.
And it was sitting on the floor, so I asked the owner if it was for sale.
Wow.
He said, absolutely.
Gamewell was a manufacturer back in, I mean, it was 1800s. And if there was an issue, they would have a key, and they'd get in it, make the call, and then here comes the posse.
Yeah. This is actually something I took 9th Avenue, right in New York City, right up the block from where I
work. They still got them.
Yeah, but they're looking to do away with them. The city doesn't want to pay for the maintenance anymore.
Yeah.
So this is just an old thing that I found, and I thought it'd be really cool.
Before the age of cell phones, people relied on payphones and call boxes, just like this one, in case of an emergency.
And then inside, I have an old intercom system from a building that I work in New York City.
Okay.
1946.
So this didn't come in this?
No, this didn't come in it. It was just a plain box. So I thought maybe we can mount something in there, clean it up a little bit, make it a real nice display item.
Just display, though?
Yeah, okay. Exactly.
This was mounted on a wall, and this one's mounted on a pole. What are you thinking about
doing
with this
one? I'm thinking like a pedestal of some sort, some kind of stand. I was looking for the wow factor, you know?
Okay. With all that in mind, I think, I'm looking around $2,000.
You give me the wow factor, and we have a deal.
All right, you got $2,000 worth of wow coming up.
Thank you so much.
Come on in the office. Okay. I'll get somebody to get that started.
Terrific. All right.
Man, I am starving.
Brettley and I are on our way back from Ely with this speeder, and Brettley wanted to stop for lunch, so I figured, why not?
That was a cool place, man. Huge.
Trains and everything, all that
big
stuff.
Never rode on a train before.
No, that was fun. It was really nice to have Brettley out with me. I mean, we're gonna be stepbrothers soon, so it was a good bonding experience.
That speeder is crazy, though.
Yeah, that thing's huge. I don't know. It's weird giving an estimate.
Oh, it'll be good.
I mean, my dad always stresses about how important the estimate is, and I don't know. I'm getting a little worried. I mean, the more I think about it, was the estimate too low? Did I not take everything into consideration?
Dude, you're good. You're just thinking about too much. I mean, how hard can a speeder be? Tyler's starting to second guess his estimate, but I think we're good. $12,000? I think Rick just got a deal.
Let's go.
Back to Vegas.
Hey, Dave.
Hey, Rick.
Cleaning up from the last job?
Yep.
You ready for the next?
Next.
My guys are working on an old police call box from New York City. It's missing a few parts, so we gotta make them. We need to come up with a base that's gonna hold it up in the air and not fall over. So I'm thinking, why don't we do a pipe? Okay, we'll run 4 inch down, and we'll give it a nice, you know, round base, okay?
I like this idea
right.
A lot.
Okay.
Thanks, Rick.
Looking good. Earlier today, I sent Tyler and Brettley to pick up a railroad speeder. It's a big ticket item, so I can't wait to see what this thing looks like. This thing is friggin' huge. How'd you get it up here?
With a crane.
Oh my God. When I first talked to Mark, I totally thought that this was a hand-powered rail car. Definitely not anything this big. I mean, this is like 5 times bigger than I pictured. It's cool.
It is cool.
It's got a flathead V8 in it.
Yep.
That's like a lot of horsepower for this thing.
We got batteries missing. It's got springs. It's got a differential.
Yep.
It's a car on a flatbed. So, what'd you quote him?
12.
12? You said 12?
Yeah.
Oh.
Why didn't you call me, dude?
I think it's kind of reasonable.
What do you know? If I'd have known this was such a beast, I would not have sent Tyler up there without me. I gave him a range of what I thought this should cost, but as soon as he saw this thing, he should have known to call me.
What we need to do is get it off so we can take a better look at it, okay?
All right.
All right. Oh, my God.
I need to check on a lot of stuff.
Hey, Dad.
Hey.
Johnny's here.
Oh, cool.
Cool.
Hey, Johnny.
Awesome. Good to see you,
thanks
man.
For coming. I got some toys that I want you to look at. I need to know something about them. They're over here.
No problem. Okay.
Earlier, we got in a bunch of cool toy trucks that a customer sent to us. So I called in our toy expert, Johnny, to make sure that we don't devalue these things if we restore them. What the deal is I got them in a little while back.
Wow. What we have is some Tonka trucks and we have some Structos. These are really neat. Look from the 50s era. Definitely post-war. These were made really well. I mean, I remember playing with these outside.
Yeah.
You know, leaving them outside. I mean, you're done playing with your toys, you come in and eat. I mean, these stayed out there and they got weathered. It's not very uncommon to see them in this condition. I really love the pressed steel trucks. I mean, they got a lot of character to them. They had a lot of functions to the toys and they're really neat. I mean, there's a huge market for these toys. That's old Tonka. The body's really rough. We're missing some parts and pieces. Big trailer here in the back.
Oh, wow.
We got the end loader here. We're missing the smokestack on the top. This is a really cool piece, the Wrecker. You got the original wheels. We're just missing the hoist here. That had probably like a little light kit up there on the top.
So, Johnny, are these worth me restoring? Maybe, you know, finding the extra parts and, you know, bringing them back to life?
In this condition, I mean, you probably in the $40 to $100 a piece.
Gotcha.
Fully restored, you could see anywhere from $150 to $300 a piece.
Okay.
You know, if you had a lot of the parts and pieces, you know, I would say go for it, but you putting the time and effort to find all the pieces that these trucks need and then to start your restoration, I don't believe you're gonna get your money back.
Right.
As far as these pieces go here.
All right. Thank you very much for coming by.
I really appreciate that.
No problem, at any time, Rick.
Thank you, thank you. I'm really glad I called Johnny in, but unfortunately, it doesn't look like it's gonna be worth it to restore these old trucks after all. What's up?
Bob's here again.
Hey, Rick. How you been?
Good to see you.
Good to see you.
I came to Rick's today to pick up my 1940s police call box.
So you wanted the wow factor, right?
That I did.
So I think you're going to love this thing. It's going to be perfect.
Yeah, I gave you a box and an intercom system.
You give me a little thing
That's
like
it.
This. So yeah, I'm watching, I can't wait to show it to you.
All right, is this what we have?
No.
Oh, you're teasing me.
No, it's over here.
Okay.
Come on over here.
I'm a little nervous, a little anxious. I gave him nothing more than parts. A box and an intercom system. I'm just hoping he gives me back the piece that I kind of built up in my mind.
Here it is. What do you think?
Oh my God. That is sick. That is great. Absolutely wonderful. That's nothing like what I gave you. That is awesome. Fantastic. I was just like, oh my God, wow. He gave me the wow factor I asked for and went way beyond. It's beautiful. I get goosebumps, seriously. Wow. And that's all I can say. I have a bunch of retired detectives in my car club, and they're gonna flip, because they used to use these back in the day.
Right. Did we hit the blue?
Oh, my God, right on, right on.
This is the color of New York PD 1940s cars. This portion here, you know, this raised letter, Ted goes and he pinstriped on here, and you wanted to put this New York PD on there.
Nice touch.
And then we were doing the base, you know, we had the box in the beginning, so we just went and got a piece of steel pipe, and then we mounted it to the back. If you're collecting stuff, this might be pretty cool to be setting stuff on.
Absolutely.
So,
great foresight. It's absolutely fantastic.
You like it?
I can't get over it.
Right.
But the big
right.
thing is, what's inside? What did you do inside?
Yeah. So you ready to see
I'm
the
ready.
Inside?
I've been waiting for this one.
Did the inside. Here we go.
Oh my God. That's that cool? the same thing I gave you?
Yeah.
That's amazing. Look at that. Police precinct telephone system. You kept the original tags. Beautiful
cool.
touches.
One other little surprise for you. I want you to see something, okay? You lift the phone off.
Oh my God. Look at that.
Pretty cool, huh?
That is wonderful. I can't wait to get this back home in New York. My car club buddies, a lot of them are ex-PD, and I'm gonna kind of do my own unveiling to them. They are gonna be taken back in time to when they were on the job. And I know I'm gonna get stories.
What's the best way to loosen and remove an old, rusty, stubborn bolt without breaking it? A, heat it with an acetylene torch. B, lubricate it, hit it with a hammer. C, get a bigger wrench. What's the best way to loosen and remove an old, rusty, stubborn bolt? The answer is A, heat it up with an acetylene torch. You're expanding and contracting the bolt, which allows you to take it off without breaking it. We've been working nonstop on this railroad speeder for a while now, and the closer we get to the finish line, the more I have to watch my man hours on this thing.
Hey, Tyler.
What?
Come here and help me put this in.
Okay.
Since it was Tyler that agreed to such a low budget, I got him help me all night long to see if we can get this thing finished up.
Why do we have to stay late and work on this? I mean, there's other things I could be doing.
As business owners' sons, that's what we do, okay? You need to understand that you're bidding. You were a little low on this. If you went up on it, we wouldn't be here all night long, busting and blowing and going when everybody else is at home having dinner, you know?
I get what my dad's saying, but that doesn't make this suck any less.
I mean,
it's like fly, polyfly.
Got some food.
Yeah.
What are you doing here?
Yeah, I got some food and some chocolate milk.
I'm hungry.
See, why not?
Yeah, come on.
I'm hungry. I knew Rick and Tyler were working late tonight on the speeder, so I stopped by with some refreshments. God knows I wouldn't want to be in their position.
Now, I know that you went with him to go bid. Right now, this has to be finished. They've got a tight deadline. You're here just in time, because now you're going to help us fix this thing. Okay?
Good thing we got food.
How you doing, Mark?
Good, Tyler, yourself?
Good, it's been a while.
Yes, it has been. Weather's changed a little.
I know, it's a little warm. So you excited to see this thing?
Very excited to see it. Can hardly wait. It's
Good.
Been a long time.
Now, I mean, we've done a lot of work on this thing, and it's been hard work. It wasn't easy.
I can hardly wait to see it.
All righty. I just want you to visualize how it looked back then.
I remember it had one windshield was missing, 30 years of dirt, grime, and dust, and it didn't run.
No.
The speeder was a disaster. I really hope Rick and the guys can get it to operate again.
Hey, Dad, you got the speeder or what?
Oh,
well, don't do it.
It's running.
All right, Mark, go.
Oh, my God. Oh. Oh, that's gorgeous. When I opened my eyes and saw that speeder, I was completely and totally blown away.
Oh, wow.
What do you think?
Oh, that is beautiful. We could eat off of it. I gave Rick a speeder that hadn't been operated in 25 years, and he gave me back quite literally a museum piece. I mean, it looks like it just rolled off of the factory floor. Oh, this is amazing. I can hardly wait to get it on the rails.
Yeah, this was a lot of work.
Uh-huh.
We had every single one of the guys were on it.
It's a car.
It's actually more than a car as far as how it's put together, because everything on it is a lot heavier than a lot of car parts. And it had all this cool wood all over it, too.
Yeah.
So Robert took the wood all off, and then we went with the white oak. On all of the front end, everything was sort of distraught.
Yeah.
You know?
Right.
So we went and put new glass in it, new rubber in it, and then I powder coated everything, the orange, and it is going to last and last and
last.
Okay? You know, when I sent Tyler up there, you know, you said you had something up there.
A
thought
speeder.
It was a
cart or something you manually moved or something. It comes back and it's literally, it's got a motor in it. It's like a car. So I wasn't expecting that whatsoever. And it was a big, big issue. We had to take it to one of our guys to get the cylinders bored out.
Okay.
So we got brand new pistons, brand new rings. So this is ready to go. It runs. Now you can give it full throttle and full steam.
Okay. I can hardly wait to get this back up to Ely on the track. But I gotta know, were we at the number that Tyler came up with?
Yeah, we ended up making budget.
You made budget?
Yeah.
That is just fabulous. That is just grand. He hit the nail right on the head. Just an utterly fabulous job. It looks better than brand new.
Thanks.
Yeah, and what we're gonna do with it, we're gonna park this in front of the depot, and when people come to see the locomotives, we're gonna load them up on here and head down the track.
That's awesome.
That'll be cool.
It's something people can walk up to, touch, and actually get a ride in. So it will be a great asset to the museum.
All right, well, let's go in the office. We'll take care of the paperwork, and Tyler will...
Wait, you want me to load it up?
Yeah,
could please.
I can't believe we got this thing done, but it was worth it. I mean, Tyler learned a big lesson, and so did I.